You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 215. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles. And King David has an important mission. Actually, two very important missions. One is to bring the holy box, otherwise known as the Ark of the Covenant, back to its safe place in Jerusalem. Up to this point, they tried it before, if you can recall, and it fell, and God killed the guy who tried to catch it from falling because he was unclean. And now, ever since, everyone's been scared of it, so they've basically been storing it in this dude's house. And the guy who's been holding onto it in his house, the Lord has been blessing him and his whole household. So it could be a difficult thing to give up. But King David wants to do this right, so he gets the Levites together and he gets them to clean themselves and make themselves holy and to pick this thing up the way Moses said to pick it up. But his second mission is music. You know, David's a musical guy. If you recall, he used to play the harp for King Saul. That was one of his early gigs after killing Goliath. He's very musical, and so he gathers all the musicians to create music for the Lord. And I think, in my opinion, if he lived today, he would have picked rock and roll. And we're also continuing in the book of Romans. Paul has some final words to say. He has a lot of people to thank, and he goes through each of them name by name. But then, if you stay to the end, a new person is revealed that we've never seen before in the Bible. The person who's actually writing down the words in the book of Romans. He sort of welcomes himself in, and he has a few words of his own.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards, too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
1 Chronicles chapter 15. The Box of the Agreement in Jerusalem. David built houses for himself in the city of David. Then he prepared a place to put God's holy box. He set up a tent for it. Then he said, "Only the Levites should carry God's holy box. The Lord chose them to carry it and to serve him forever." David told all the Israelites to meet together at Jerusalem to join in bringing the Lord's holy box to the place he had prepared for it. He called together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. There were 120 people from the tribe of Kohath. Uriel was their leader. There were 220 people from the tribe of Merari. Asaiah was their leader. There were 130 people from the tribe of Gershon. Joel was their leader. There were 200 people from the tribe of Elisaphan. Shemaiah was their leader. There were 80 people from the tribe of Hebron. Eliel was their leader. There were 112 people from the tribe of Uzziel. Aminadab was their leader. Then David asked the priests, Zadok and Abiathar, to come to him. David also asked these Levites to come to him, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. David said to them, "You are the leaders from the tribe of Levi. You and the other Levites must make yourselves holy. Then bring the holy box of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have made for it. The first time we tried to bring it to Jerusalem, we did not ask the Lord about the right way to move it, and he punished us because you Levites did not carry it." Then the priests and Levites made themselves holy so that they could carry the holy box of the Lord, the God of Israel. The Levites used the special poles to carry God's holy box on their shoulders, the way Moses had commanded. They carried it just as the Lord had said. The singers. David told the Levite leaders to choose some singers from among the Levites. The singers were to take their lyres, harps, and cymbals and sing joyful songs. Then the Levites chose Heman, and his relatives Asaph and Ethan. Heman was the son of Joel, and Asaph was the son of Berechiah. Ethan was the son of Cushiah, who was from the Merari family group. There was also a second group of Levites. They were Zechariah, Jaziel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Messiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micneah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. These men were the Levite guards. The singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were chosen to play the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Messiah, and Benaiah played the small harps. Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micneah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah played the large harps. The Levite leader Kenaniah was in charge of the singing. Kenaniah had this job because he was very skilled at singing. Berechiah and Elkanah were two of the guards for the holy box. The priests Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaniah, and Eliezer had the job of blowing trumpets as they walked in front of God's holy box. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were the other guards for the holy box. David, the leaders of Israel, and the army commanders went to get the box of the Lord's agreement. They brought it out from Obed-Edom's house. Everyone was very happy because God helped the Levites who carried the box of the Lord's agreement. They sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams to him. All the Levites who carried the holy box wore robes made from fine linen. Kenaniah, the man in charge of singing, and all the singers had robes made from fine linen. David also wore a robe of fine linen and an ephod of fine linen. So all the Israelites joined in bringing up the box of the Lord's agreement. They shouted, they blew rams' horns and trumpets, and they played cymbals, lyres, and harps. And the box of the Lord's agreement arrived at the city of David. Saul's daughter, Michal, was looking through a window. When she saw King David dancing and playing, she felt disgusted with him. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 1 to 36. The Levites brought God's holy box and put it inside the tent David had set up for it. And they offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to God. After David had finished giving the burnt offerings and the fellowship offerings, he used the Lord's name to bless the people. Then he gave food to the whole Israelite crowd. He gave a loaf of bread, a lump of dates, and a lump of raisins to every man and woman there. Then David chose some of the Levites to serve before the Lord's holy box. They had the job of celebrating and giving thanks and praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the leader of the first group. His group played the cymbals. Zechariah was the leader of the second group. The other Levites were Uzziel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. These men played the lyres and harps. Benaiah and Jehaziel were the priests who always blew the trumpets before the box of God's agreement. This was when David first gave Asaph and the other Levites the job of singing praises to the Lord.
David's Song of Thanks.
Give thanks to the Lord and call out to him. Tell the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell about the amazing things he has done. Be proud of his holy name. You followers of the Lord, be happy. Depend on the Lord for strength. Always go to him for help. Remember the amazing things he has done. Remember his miracles and his fair decisions. The people of Israel are his servants. The descendants of Jacob are his chosen people. The Lord is our God. He rules the whole world. Remember his agreement forever. The promise he gave that will never end. Remember the agreement he made with Abraham. Remember his promise to Isaac. He gave it as a law for Jacob, as an agreement with Israel that will last forever. He said,
I will give you the land of Canaan. It will be your very home.
At the time God said this, there were only a few of his people, and they were immigrants in the land of Canaan. They traveled around from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. But the Lord did not let anyone mistreat them. He warned kings not to harm them. He said,
Don't hurt my chosen people. Don't hurt my prophets.
Let the whole world sing to the Lord. Tell the good news every day about how he saves us. Tell all the nations how wonderful he is. Tell people everywhere about the amazing things he does. The Lord is great and worthy of praise. He is more awesome than all the gods. All the gods in other nations are nothing but statues. But the Lord made the heavens. He lives in the presence of glory and honor. His temple is a place of power and joy. Praise the Lord, all people of every nation. Praise the Lord's glory and power. Give the Lord praise worthy of his glory. Come into his presence with your offerings. Worship the Lord in all his holy beauty. Everyone on earth should tremble before him. The world stands firm and cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be happy. Let people everywhere say, The Lord rules! Let the sea and everything in it shout for joy. Let the fields and everything in them be happy. The trees of the forest will sing for joy when they see the Lord, because he is coming to rule the world. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good. His faithful love will continue forever. Say to him, Save us, God our Savior. Bring us back and save us from the other nations. Then we will give thanks to your holy name and joyfully praise you. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He always was and will always be worthy of praise. All the people praised the Lord and said, Amen.
Romans chapter 16. Paul has some final things to say. I want you to know that you can trust our sister Phoebe. She's a special servant of the church in Centuria. I ask you to accept her as one who belongs to the Lord. Accept her the way God's people should. Help her with anything she needs from you. Many people, including me, have depended on her for support. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, who have worked together with me for Christ Jesus. They risked their own lives to save mine. I am thankful to them. All the non-Jewish churches are thankful to them. Also, give greetings to the church that meets in their house. Give greetings to my dear friend, Epaphras. He was the first person in Asia to become a follower of Christ. Greetings also to Mary. She worked very hard for you. And greet Andronicus and Junia. They are my relatives, and they were in prison with me. They were followers of Christ before I was. And they are some of the most important of those he sent out to do his work. Give my greetings to Ampliatus, my dear friend among the Lord's people, and to Urbanus. He has worked together with us for Christ. Give greetings also to my dear friend, Stachys, and to Apelles, who has proved himself to be a true follower of Christ. Give greetings to everyone in the family of Aristobulus and to Herodian, my relative. Greetings to all those in the family of Narcissus who belong to the Lord, and to Tryphena and Tryphosa, women who worked very hard for the Lord. Greetings to my dear friend Persis. She has also worked very hard for the Lord.
Greetings also to Rufus, one of the Lord's chosen people, and to his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Give my greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and all the believers who are with them. Give greetings to Philogus, Julia, to Nereus and his sister, to Olympus, and to all of God's people with them. Give each other the special greeting of God's people. All the churches of Christ send their greetings to you. Brothers and sisters, I want you to be very careful of those who cause arguments and hurt people's faith by teaching things that are against what you learned. Stay away from them. People like that are not serving Christ our Lord. They are only pleasing themselves. They use fancy talk and say nice things to fool those who don't know about evil. Everyone has heard about your obedience to the Lord, and I'm very happy about that. But I want you to be wise about what is good, and to know nothing about what is evil. The God who brings peace will soon defeat Satan and give you power over him. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, a worker together with me, sends you his greetings. Also, Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater. These are my relatives. Send their greetings.
I am Tertius, the one writing this letter for Paul. I send you my own greetings as one who belongs to the Lord. Gaius is letting me and the whole church here use his home. He sends his greetings to you. Erastus and our brother Cordus also send their greetings. Erastus is the city treasurer here. Praise God! He is the one who can make you strong in faith. He can use the good news that I teach to make you strong. It is the message about Jesus Christ that I tell people. That message is the secret truth that was hidden for ages and ages, but has been made known. And that truth has now been shown to us. It was made known by what the prophets wrote in the scriptures, as the eternal God commanded, and it has been made known to all people to lead them to trust and obey him. Glory forever to the only wise God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Psalm chapter 90, verses 11 to 17. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. No one really knows the full power of your anger, but our fear and respect for you is as great as your anger. Teach us how short our lives are, so that we can become wise. Lord, come back to us. Be kind to your servants. Fill us with your love every morning. Let us be happy and enjoy our lives. For years you have made life hard for us, has given us many troubles. Now, make us happy for just as long. Let your servants see the wonderful things you can do for them. Let their children see your glory. Lord our God, be kind to us. Make everything we do successful. Yes, make it successful.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 215. Join us for day 216. We're continuing in the book of 1 Chronicles. You'll hear about God's promise to David. And remember, God keeps his promises, even if that extends to our own lives. You'll hear David's prayer. And of course, after a good long prayer, in chapter 18, you'll hear how David wins many wars. And in the New Testament, we will begin the book of 1 Corinthians, and I'll provide a detailed introduction. It is another letter Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, which is a sinful Roman colony. What does Paul have to say to a church located in a similar location like a church in a modern-day city? We hope you enjoyed today's verses.
Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.